You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
Not designed to investigate an isolated event. It's designed to investigate some type of pattern of behavior, discriminatory behavior, that may exist within a police department. If a pattern of behavior is identified, then very often police departments are asked to work with the Department of Justice to identify what types of problems involved, where it came from, and set up new processes within the department to make sure that that type of behavior is either eliminated or is reduced significantly moving forward.
That was the voice of a criminal justice professor that says an investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice into the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department could last months, y'all. Months. And of course, the Department of Justice announced Monday it's investigating KCPD over its employment practices and allegations of discrimination against black officers and applicants. We're going to have Toriano Porter on the show, writer from the Kansas City Star. He's been all over this thing, as well as the officer in KCK that recently got accused of all of those heinous crimes that I don't even want to repeat, y'all, to be honest with you. But we're going to stay on their heels about this. We have to, Kansas City, because the policing around here in this region, it needs some fixing bad. Coming up inside the shade, we'll tell you why 50 Cent got Vivica A. Fox giggling and smiling again 20 years later, huh?
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Sunny skies. Maybe a thunderstorm later on tonight. Right now, you are clear at 76 in KCK.
That's the one thing. I know that's true. He didn't have to get no enhancement. He good.
Oh, mercy.
Yes, Connie. So I'm with him. Listen, the one time, I'm with him on that one. I'm with him when he's right on that one. He ain't no, it's all good.
That was the voice of Vivica A. Fox salivating, I guess. Over 50 still after all these years. It's been like 20 years, fam. 50 Cent filed a lawsuit against a Miami doctor for suggesting that 50 had a enhancement surgery.
Girl, what's going on?
Hey. No,
check it out.
No, check it out, man. Don't record me,
get
bro.
Get off live.
Man, you record me. I just saw you put you on live, but you just put the phone to my car, homie. Don't do that, homie. Then you lying to me. Come in there, bro. You tripping, boy. Come on, homie. You tripping. You don't see that shit that happened in PNB? You don't see what that shit just happened in PNB, Rock, homie? So why you recording me?
And that was Kodak Black recently warning a fan against recording him, of course, on the heels of the unfortunate death of PNB Rock last week. I think you're going to be seeing more celebrities do this. When people on their lives and coming up to them, look, they're not trying to have their location shared with nobody at no time, especially in these circumstances in these days. So I don't blame Kodak for being smart. And speaking of PNB Rock, Roddy Ricch has called out his city of LA for their ongoing violence following that unfortunate murder. He wrote on his Instagram story, LA, usually I try to mind my business and let the world rotate, but we got to do better. It's too much senseless violence, too much opportunity and motivation to take other things people work hard for. I love my city, but we can't keep going out like this. Before you know it, it'll be nobody left to take or kill. Let's stay on point, stay aware, and find better ways to pursue our dreams, because all of this is turning into all nightmares. Wise words from Roddy Ricch, man. I hope people take heed. And Saturday Night Live has announced that both Kendrick Lamar and Megan Thee Stallion are scheduled to perform on a sketch comedy show for next month. Set your recordings for October 1st for KDOT, and Megan will be hosting and performing on October 15th.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Now is the time. This is the place. Go with what you have and do what you must do. If you've been waiting for an ideal time, consider the wait over. Choose an item from your to-do list and get going. As nice as it would have been to start earlier, that possibility is not available to you. What you do have is the next best option, which is to start right now. The clock is running, time is passing, and you might as well make use of as much of that time as possible. The instant you start to take action, you begin to transform fleeting time into enduring value. Your efforts may very well bring complications, challenges, distractions, uncertainty, and other issues. But putting off those efforts will only make them more difficult when you finally get around to them. Do yourself a big favor and start right now. The moment you currently have is ready for you to get the very best out of it. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It sucks. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. You tuned in to the Morning Grind. Max Sauce always holding it down for KC. What's up, y'all? 654 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Maybe a thunderstorm will pop out later on. Probably cloudy at 77 right now, Raytown. Our feature school this week is Eisenhower Middle over in KCK. And today's Morning Grind teacher of the day is Mrs. Jo Annette Saunders, who teaches special education and integrated reading and writing. This is Mrs. Saunders' 45th year as an educator, and her why for being in education has allowed her to positively contribute to the community, imparting knowledge and challenges to students, which hopefully will lead them to pathways of community, unity, responsibility, growth, and lifelong learners. And her favorite quote to her students is, think before you speak, and think before you act. And Mrs. Saunders like to break the knob to that gospel to get her going. Mrs. Jo Annette Saunders, take a bow. You are today's Morning Grind teacher of the day. Always taking the time to salute our educators, providing a future for our youth on the Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I don't know how y'all feel about politics in the United States, but I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's a dumpster fire right now. And I'm not singling out one party. I'm talking about the whole thing, from the process to the candidates to the policies. But it's one in particular person in politics that we all know should have no business in politics.
I'm this country boy. You know, I'm not that smart. And he's that preacher. He's a smart man, wear these nice suits. So he's going to show up and embarrass me at the debate October the 14th. And I'm just waiting. You know, I'll show up and I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
Yes, that is the beloved Herschel Walker not knowing a damn thing about what he's talking about. Is it just me, or is it clearly that he's just a...
But since we don't control the air, our good air decided to float over to China, bad air. So when China gets our good air, their bad air got to move. So it moves over to our good air space. And now we got to clean that back up.
I'm just saying, this is how I feel about Herschel Walker and politics, and I'll just leave it at that.
Herschel Walker played football when the helmets were soft. His egg is scrambled. The helmets were squishy when this left.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the mid 80s. We have some thunderstorms coming up later on. Right now, you are mostly clear in 75 in KCK. So Erica Banks only wants to club with women who have a specific look. I'll let her explain.
Ain't a certain type of look. If she don't look how I want her to look physically, I don't want her to come. Because the look of everything is so important to me. Like, if she ain't thick enough, nope. Her idea good enough, nope. Can't dress, nope. Skinny, nope. And it's like, I don't feel like I'm discriminating. I just want a certain type of look. She could be the sweetest girl I ever met in my life. But if she don't look the part, I don't want her to come. Like, that's just not the vibe I'm on. Now, she can come to the cookout. She can come to the listening party. But the club, I feel like gotta look a certain way.
Now, after trending on the socials, of course, she doubled down on her stance on Twitter. I'm just saying, sometimes you gotta let people do what they need to do. Now, let's just hope that she don't get in no situation at the club with these bad bees going with her. Let's see what they do when the funk hits the fan.
I'ma peel your face off like a grape.
Despite reports saying that Kanye West's catalog is for sale, Ye has responded to those claims saying those reports are false. He wrote on his Instagram story yesterday, just like Taylor Swift, my publishing is being put up for sale without my knowledge. Not for sale. Why he always gotta mention her?
I'm strong. Black woman.
You ain't got to tell Kanye to know his worth, do you?
Shut up, Brian.
And in related news, according to Variety yesterday, Future has sold a great portion of his publishing catalog between 2004 and 2020 for eight figures. Included in a 612-song deal, Future sold the rights to Life is Good, Jumpman with Drake, King's Dead with Kendrick Lamar, and of course, everybody's favorite, Mask Off.
Sensational.
That gotta be a weird feeling to not own something that you created out of your brain. And I know Monique is upset as Apple is adding a bonnet option to its Memojis in the new iOS update.
Since you got your degree and you know every thing.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
There is a severe mental health crisis among Black people, and it continues to be ignored, quite frankly. This is an article written by the Kansas City Defender, and on the phone with me to give us some more information, to make us more knowledgeable about these things, I have Mr. Ryan Sorrell. He's the founder and executive editor of the Kansas City Defender. How you feeling this morning, fam?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you for coming on and joining me this morning to talk about something that's very important. You know, these suicide rates in Black boys and men 10 to 19 years old has increased over 60% in the past 20 years. A devastating statistic for our audience, Ryan.
Yeah, I think it is absolutely devastating. It hits home for me personally, being a Black man, having lived my life as a Black boy. I know that a lot of it for us specifically in our community is because Black mental health can be stigmatized. A lot of times for Black men and Black boys specifically, we're called soft if we try to articulate our feelings, if we have trauma, if we say anything about mental health, if we say we're in depression. A lot of times all of these things are considered to be stigmatized in our communities, and so we can't express ourselves or seek the help that we need, and oftentimes that can lead to these mental health crises. And I think that that's why you see such a devastating number over these past 20 years.
Ryan, you mentioned trauma in your story about severe mental health crisis. Now, what I call trauma and what other people call trauma could be different. Could you just kind of break down what trauma that Black boys actually go through that we don't even think is trauma? We just think it's like necessary life situation.
Yeah, I mean, I can give one example that I often give, and it was when I first started going to therapy, and I was just kind of reflecting on a lot of my life with my therapist, and my therapist asked me, had I personally ever been a victim of police violence or police brutality? And I thought for a few minutes and I was like, you know, I was like, I don't think I ever have been a victim of police brutality, but I did have a police run up to my window and put their gun to my window before. And like that's all though. To me, when I think of in comparison to other people, I know people in our city who have been beat up by the police for doing absolutely nothing, who have been brutalized, all types of things that have happened to them. And so oftentimes we get caught up in wanting to compare our experiences with someone else who's had it much worse. And I think that can delegitimize or make us want to devalue the experiences and the trauma that we have gone through. And so for me personally, when my therapist was like, you mean the police officer put a gun to your window and you don't think that's a traumatizing incident? And so when I really thought back on it, to me, that just shows how I have normalized, as a Black man, I've normalized how the police treat us. But, you know, people in our community have all different types of trauma, whether it's sexual trauma, whether it's specifically that often is the case for women, but you know, whether it's the police, whether it's poverty, racism, we face all different types of trauma in our community, and it's just not talked about enough. So oftentimes we can try to normalize it and we don't end up actually reflecting on it and knowing that it is a real trauma that does deserve attention and that does deserve for us to go to something like therapy to understand it more.
Let's move on to our Black sisters. Black girls and women are at higher risk of sexual violence, which is a major factor that can increase the risk that one might take their own life. And of course, we're still in the middle of Suicide Prevention Month in September. Between 2003 and 2017, suicide rates among Black girls increased 2 times compared to that of Black boys. Why such an increase in women to men?
Yeah, I think the number one reason is because Black girls and Black women are at a far, far higher risk of being victim to sexual violence. And that's the number one leading factor for the increased risk that Black girls and Black women have for wanting to take their own life. Other factors that we mentioned in the article include the compounding effects of sexism and racism on Black girls and Black women, and how those together can increase their risk of depression and anxiety. And just generally, even Malcolm X said a long time ago that the most unprotected person in the United States of America is the Black woman. And I think that that is still incredibly true. They face not only racism, but they also face misogyny. They face sexism. And oftentimes they're the ones taking care of a lot of people in our community. They are often in single parent homes and things like that. So I think there's just a lot of compounding factors that lead to this.
We're attacking the severe mental health crisis going on with Black folks in our community. This is an article written by the Kansas City Defender. I have Ryan Sorrell, founder and executive editor of the Kansas City Defender, on the phone with me. In your article, you state that Black LGBTQIA2+ youth are most at risk by far. A study found that 35% of Black LGBTQIA2+ youth had considered taking their own life, and over 1 in 3 Black trans youth had attempted to do so. This problem is heavily stigmatized. How do we go about getting to the root of this problem and fixing this? Because these numbers are alarming.
Yeah, they are definitely very alarming. And I think that it's certainly a multifaceted issue. I think number one, in our community, we have to dismantle. I think we have to really name the fact that our community, specifically in the Black community, we remain pretty conservative and we remain pretty homophobic in a lot of ways, unfortunately. I think we have to name that. And I think that has to be something that we address within our community, the fact that we are still pretty homophobic, transphobic. And those factors right there, when we tell people things like trans kids are not legitimate, or that they don't know who they are, or that their identities aren't legitimate, then we're decreasing the chances that they are going to want to come to us or go to anybody. If we tell them that they shouldn't exist, then we're decreasing their chances that they're going to seek out mental health for themselves. And so when you have 1 in 3 Black trans teens who have actually attempted to commit suicide, I think that, again, that is an incredibly alarming statistic, and it tells me that we're not doing something right. So I think that is certainly something that we can do within our community, and without our community or outside of our community, I think that we have to look at systemic policies. And one specific thing I can consistently point to is how in Kansas City specifically, we spend more money on the Kansas City Police Department than we do on every single Kansas City public school combined. And so just one more time, we spend more money on our Kansas City Police Department than we do on every single Kansas City public school combined. And that's the reason that we don't have the mental health resources within our schools that we need for these students, is because we're spending so much money on our police department that we don't have enough to put them in schools where these students that are most in need of these mental health resources need them. And I think that that's part of the policy problem as well.
And we're in the middle of Suicide Prevention Month. If you know someone who's going through something, you might suspect they're going through something, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is 988. And Ryan, go ahead and give people information on how they can reach you if they need resources, and how they can have access to this article through the Kansas City Defender.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again for bringing me onto the show. And anybody can visit our website. It's KansasCityDefender.com. That's KansasCityDefender.com. And we're also on all social media platforms. We are one of the fastest growing Black news startups in the country. We cover everything from politics, news, justice, education, mental health. We try to cover a lot of specifically things that are taking place in the Black community here in Kansas City. So I hope people will continue to check us out.
Ryan Sorrell, founder and executive editor of the Kansas City Defender, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us on the Morning Grind this morning. Have a good one, fam. Be blessed.
All right, you too. Thank you.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's time to say happy birthday to our conscientious, classy, and trustworthy Virgos. Happy birthday, y'all.
Lord, happy birthday. Put your hand up.
It's Jason Derulo's 33rd birthday. Novelist Stephen King turns 75. Bill Murray is 72 today. Nicole Richie turns 41. Alfonso Ribeiro, a.k.a. Carlton, turns 51. It's Wale's 38th birthday. Lil Scrappy's mama, Mama D, turns 59. Of course, she's a Virgo. And Billy Porter turns 53. Let's take it to the crib and wish some of our folks in KC a happy birthday. My partner Angel Brown, happy birthday. Anthony Took, Sierra Michelle, and Shay Roberson, happy birthday. Tamiko Smith, Jay Barnes, Jakob Bowers, and Chauncey Wooden, happy birthday. Jason Carter, Marquita Charles, Mr. Chris Edwards, happy birthday. Ronald Williams, Betty Jo Moore, Tataya Thomas, and Tyrone Hamilton, happy birthday. Ashley Marie Harris, Glowman Santana, and Renee Carroll, happy birthday to y'all and all my Virgos born on September 21st. Turn up and celebrate this show day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jazz.
Who is this?
Atina.
Atina, you want some money?
Yes. I've been trying to get it.
$5, Buster.
Let's hear what that voice sound like.
Chill, life hard, ex-lovers is like scars. Cause they stop hurting but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young and my biggest enemy was the club. With voicemails on third rings.
Tragedy for once. Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we should be on chill tonight. Maybe we should be on chill.
Hi. Perfectly done. You got entry into that grand prize drawing for your chance to get $1,000 in some free fall cash and $500 in gas, all right?
All right.
This is compliments of Jeremy Franklin Automotive. And tell the town what morning show you waking up with.
The Morning Grind. Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that Z.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in free fall cash. $500 in gas.
See me chasing dollars, dollars, bills. Chasing dollar bills.
Dropping a stack.
Yay!
Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.
The Morning Grind cares about the well-being of Kansas City. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Did you know that insecurities were linked to fear? Oftentimes, offensive and negative words from your past comes to your mind and magnifies itself when you are experiencing depression or stress, especially when you are alone. According to UCLA professor Donald McKay, offensive words may trigger a reaction in the brain, mainly the amygdala, which is the area that responds to feelings of being threatened or scared. Your reaction may result into withdrawal, aggressive, pleasing, or passive behavior where you just simply freeze. So this week, let's practice using words that are uplifting. And if someone approaches you with aggression and negative words, it probably speaks to the depth of their personal wound or pain. So remember, you were meant for greatness. For more inspiration, visit uncappedinspiration.com. This is Dr. LaTanya for Wellness Wednesday on The Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.